Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you find a more complete connection to yourself, to others, and to your world. If you have questions, you can send them in on the community page at the website. Just use the link in the show notes down below. Scroll on down and find that there. Let me know how I can help. Today we're going to be talking about a task from stage 6, which is connecting to yourself by forgiving and accepting yourself as human. This will be one of the hardest things that you do on this journey. It doesn't sound like it should be, but it certainly is. Before we get started with forgiving and accepting yourself as human, a quick shout out to new listeners in Mumbai, India, is Samband Kriya Dhanyavad. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad that you're here. So as you take responsibility for your life and you take authority for your future, even as you do that, you may find that you blame yourself too much. And this is one reason why we tend to avoid taking responsibility for our lives, because then it can be hard to hide from our past mistakes. And we say, oh, that was me. I made that choice and I feel bad about that. And you can start to blame yourself far too much and fixate on that. And taking responsibility for your circumstances is important, is critical, but continually beating yourself up because of past regrets is entirely counterproductive. So it's time to forgive yourself and to accept yourself as human. And that can take a little bit of work. So let's get started. I want you to think back to the experiences that you regret. And if you can say right now that you don't regret anything you've ever done, then we all want to be you. So let's get real. Let's go back to mistakes that you've made and experiences that you regret. We don't like to think about them, but as usual, you're going to have to connect with it if you want it to go away. And that's that duality that we always find in the universe that always seems to be true. So I want you to just pick one and feel the regret. Let it come. Don't block it. Feel it. It's okay. It's just a feeling. You may feel shame or disappointment. That may come with it. Let it come. Lean into these feelings. Like a wave in the ocean. We're going to lean into that wave. We're going to dive into it, and we're going to let it wash over us. This too is human, to have regrets, to have made mistakes, to feel shame or disappointment for those mistakes. Hard lessons change you, and this regret is left over from a hard lesson, a lesson you had to learn the hard way. Now, can you see yourself as a separate person from the one you are today? Who you were then and who you are now are not the same. Why? Because this experience profoundly changed you. These lessons, if you took them in, it changed you. And you are not that person anymore. This earlier version of yourself is not who you are today. And you will not make that mistake again, I believe. I highly doubt it. So think back to this earlier version of yourself who made this mistake. do you see how once we've felt the regret, we can put a little distance there and we can look at it from a higher viewpoint, a wider viewpoint? Can you see the humanity of that earlier version of yourself? And can you see why you at that time in that situation, knowing what you knew then, chose to take those actions? Can you see this earlier version of yourself as a separate person who, given those conditions, why they took the actions that they did? Can you imagine sitting with yourself, this earlier version of yourself, and feeling compassion for this earlier self? Maybe telling yourself that you understand and you feel their pain. What happens when you do that? What happens when you go back and think of that earlier version of yourself? Like you're sitting there with a friend and see their humanity and offer compassion for their humanity and what they were going through at that time. And can you let this earlier version of yourself go now? Now that you've connected to that version of you and felt that pain together and saw the humanity that was in you at that time and still is, now can we say goodbye and let that version of you go? You are not that person anymore. And you've learned from your experiences deeply. Now you're human just like everyone. And we all make mistakes and we all have regrets. And it's easy to see others as perfect people who haven't made any mistakes, especially in the social media age, because their perfection is all that anybody ever posts about. Nobody ever posts about their profound mistakes or regrets. So it can be really easy to think that all these other people are so perfect and have it all together and don't have any regrets or mistakes. But that's not true. Everyone has regrets from lessons learned the hard way. They just hide it. Now, if you learn from it and you made changes, then there's no need to feel badly. Did you learn from your mistake? What did you change? Did you change? Certainly, if naivety was at the root, you are more aware. Maybe you changed your outlook, maybe you changed your behavior, maybe you changed your perspective, maybe you made a vow that said, you know what, if I'm ever in that situation again, I'm going to do this other thing. Resolutions like that. What change like that did this situation drive you to make? So if you made a change from that, then you don't need to feel badly because the lesson was learned. And the purpose of that mistake or regret for you has been carried out because you learned and you changed. So move on in your new incarnation, this more aware version of you. Let's let the old one go. Let's be thankful to your river or the divine, or God, or Allah, or the Tao. Be thankful for these lessons, even if they were painful, even if it hurt to learn them. There's still lessons you needed to learn. And let's be thankful for these lessons, whether they came easy or whether they came hard. Now, to forgive your mistakes is not to condone your mistakes. And the difference between forgiving and condoning can be hard to see sometimes. To forgive is simply to see how the old you in your old reality might make such a mistake. That's it. You're not saying it wasn't a mistake. Perhaps you were naive. Perhaps you were hungry for attention or scared of the world or vulnerable because of trauma or because of your life stage. Perhaps you were afraid of something or you were seeking validation. You were certainly human. Call it out for the mistake it was. Recognize why you did it. Feel the regret. Make changes to ensure better decisions. And then close that chapter. So you're suffering in repeated regret, visiting the past over and over and wishing it was different. That's a waste of your time and energy. You can't change the past, but you can design the future and yourself. And it's this suffering and repeated regret that we want to let go of. That's just visiting the past over and over again, living in the past, watching this movie of someone you are not anymore in a reality that you don't live in anymore. That's a waste of time. We take the lessons because lessons are important. We make changes based on those lessons and we move on because that's not your reality anymore. And that leads us to accepting yourself as human. You were human in the past and you made mistakes. We all did and do. And you're human now. And you'll be human in the future. You are and will always be capable of making mistakes. Understanding and accepting your humanity, the fact that you are human, will actually make you a better decision maker. Knowing you're vulnerable to making mistakes, you'll make decisions carefully with as much information as you can get. And you'll learn to trust your gut. And you'll learn to analyze your motivations. And this is what happens when we accept ourselves as human and stop thinking of ourselves like we're supposed to be infallible or we're supposed to be all-knowing. We're supposed to get it right every time. We don't. We can't. We all get it wrong. I get it wrong. I've made horrific mistakes. If I dwell on them too much, I will regret them so deeply. But I am not that person anymore. That is not my reality anymore. It's like a movie of a completely different life. And I have so much compassion for that older, previous, younger version of myself. But I see what I did, what I did. I see why. I get it. I would do different now. And so I move on. But I see as I move on that I'm human. And that means I am vulnerable to making more mistakes that would lead to regret. And I know I can't eliminate all possible mistakes, but maybe I can avoid the big ones by recognizing that I'm vulnerable to make mistakes because I'm human and making those decisions much, much more carefully. And you're so much wiser now, aren't you? With everything you've experienced. You understand your vulnerability. And that's going to become one of your greatest advantages. The fact that you are not perfect is the foundation for making some of the best decisions you could possibly make. You're not perfect. You're perfectly human. And you can learn to make better choices. You can learn to let go of the past. And you can learn to design your future. And over time, your decisions will get better and your mistakes will get fewer and farther between. And you will remain perfectly human. So the question for you now is, can you leave the past behind and be present for the human you are today? Can you be present to mentor yourself, to coach yourself, to advise yourself today? Because right here now today is where you are needed. You can't do any good in the past, but you can do a lot of good right now. And in this world we live in, we often think maybe it's not okay to be human. Maybe it's not okay to make mistakes. But you don't really have a choice, do you? Here you are, this human in this life, in this existence. And you're going to make mistakes because that's how you're going to learn. And as you incorporate the lessons, there will be less to learn and fewer mistakes. And there'll be much farther between. And that will be a lovely, lovely time of your life. That's some heavy stuff to think about. If you have questions, thoughts about it, click the link in the show notes. Head on over to the community page. Scroll down. There's a form. I love to hear from people. Absolutely love it. It comes directly to me, and I will personally answer it. So let me know how I can help. If you haven't checked out the book and the album yet, there's a link for that as well. Check that out. And more exciting stuff coming in the future, as always. So let me know how I can help. Thank you for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.